This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory be to thee, Lord. Jesus said to the crowd, "But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you and you did not dance. We wailed and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be to Christ.
Let us pray. Lord, so often we settle for fitting you into our lives rather than conforming our lives to you. Give us eyes to see your Son as he is, ears to hear his truth, hearts that are captive to his will, and hands that draw others into his presence. And in so doing, we shall be truly free. Amen. Good morning. Happy Independence Day weekend. Perhaps we should really consider calling this celebration Declaration of Independence Day weekend. Because after all, that's what July 4th commemorates, is it not? The date that is written upon that historic document. We all know from our American history, it is not when we actually achieve our independence. It is rather when the struggle really, truly began. I think it fits in well with the theme of the gospel this particular week. 56 men signed that declaration. Their struggle continued. Perhaps you saw that email that was floating around on the internet of what happened to most of those people who signed the declaration. They had untold sufferings. 5 were captured by the British and tortured before they died. 12 had their homes ransacked and burned. 2 lost their sons in the Revolutionary Army. Another 2 had sons captured, 9 fought and died from wounds or hardships of the war, and it goes on and on. Freedom isn't free, as the statement goes. And it is the same for our own Christian freedom. There is a cost connected with it. In the gospel today, as Jesus is complaining to the scribes and the Pharisees, he uses the words describing himself as on their lips as if he is a glutton and a drunkard. The words that Jesus uses there are very carefully chosen. Why? Because they would have been familiar with Deuteronomy 21. which prescribes how parents should deal with a rebellious son. It says this: "They shall say to the elders of his town, 'This son of ours is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey us. He is a glutton and a drunkard.' Then all the men of the town shall stone him to death. So you shall purge the evil from your midst, and all Israel will hear and be afraid." There is a veiled reference here to Jesus understanding what the cost of his seeking his own freedom in God. And likewise for us, there is a cost connected with our true Christian freedom. The gift of that is what Jesus tells us in the end of the gospel today, that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. There's a wonderful legend concerning the quiet years of Jesus, the years prior to his visible ministry. And the legend claims that Jesus was a carpenter that was also a master yoke maker in the area of Nazareth, his hometown. People came from miles around for a yoke hand-carved and crafted by Jesus. When customers arrived with their team of oxen, Jesus would spend considerable time measuring the team, their height, width, the space between them, and the size of their shoulders. Within a week, the team would be brought back, and he would carefully place the newly made yoke over the shoulders, watching for rough places, smoothing out the edges and fitting them perfectly to this particular team of oxen. It is this yoke that Jesus invites us to take. And don't be misled when we hear that his yoke is easy. Properly translated, it means well-fitted. The yoke that each of us individually are called to take on is well-fitted for each one of us. And it is in taking on that yoke, of being yoked to Christ, where we will truly find our freedom. It is that yoke that will enable us to become all that we can possibly be. It is like those swimmers who are now preparing for the Olympics. You might have seen it on the news. The new advances in the materials that they can wear as their swimming attire are enabling them to break records that are just incredible. Likewise, metaphorically, it is the same when we yoke ourselves with Christ. In so doing, in making that decision, we are enabled to become all that we can possibly be. It's just like a kite. We use that image of the kite and the freedom of it swaying up high in the wind as an image of freedom. Yet it is only able to be free like that because it is yoked, shall we say, to the string that is being held by the owner of the kite. If we were to cut it free from the string, we know what would happen to the kite. It wouldn't fly free very long. It's an amazing thing, this gift of freedom. And it is that very gift of freedom that Paul really is talking about in what could be considered a confusing reading today. We think that Paul could possibly be a candidate for Dr. Phil in the way he talks about things today. I can't do what I want to do, I do what I don't want to do, and I can't reconcile the two. It is Paul's realization in a very heartfelt moment in Romans 7 today, where he admits that unto himself he becomes like that kite that has been cut from the string. That there is this need for Christ in his life so that he can become all that he is called to be. When you think about it, the things that Paul talks about occur throughout Scripture. Even back in the Hebrew days, they fled from Pharaoh, and it's not long before they're building a golden calf and worshiping false gods. King David dances before the Lord praised God in all of the Psalms, and then he goes and he seduces Bathsheba, has her husband killed, and brought about the death of his own child. Jonah, the story we read about in the Old Testament, empowered with the divine word, flees from God and is swallowed alive by a fish. Even to Peter in the New Testament, the rest of the disciples. Peter, who's the one who is the first to recognize who Jesus is as the Son of God, and he's the first to deny even knowing him. And then it comes to the Pharisees and the scribes who Jesus addresses today. You know, they loved the law. They started out on the right track. But when they were no longer yoked to God, it took on a life of its own. And they were no longer free. They became captive to the rules that were there that they could not possibly ever fulfill all of them unto themselves. This yoke, this gift of God that we are given in Jesus, is that which will enable us to be truly free. There are three consequences of that freedom that I'd like to mention today. It gives us a dignity, it gives us a destiny, and it gives us a direction. Let's talk first about the direction. The story is told of the Apollo 13 mission, if you remember that movie, where they had to abort the mission because of an explosion. They ran into the lunar module so that they were going to use it as sort of a lifeboat. But there was a problem. They had to be able to steer it in the right direction. And they figured out that if they maintained a fixed object in space as their focus, they would be able to have a chance to get home. And they used the Earth looking through the window as their guide. And having that focus, that direction, they were able to navigate and make their way. This direction, this focus, if we can do that with our focus on Jesus Christ, will become that which will enable us to make our way truly to our home, the direction that we are given. Then there is destiny, where we are headed to be. There's the story told of Susanna Wesley. She had 19 children. She loved them all. There was a fire in the house. Everybody in the family escaped except for their 5-year-old son, John. He was trapped on the second floor. His father was rebuffed in his efforts to go back. He started to kneel down and pray, commending his son's soul to God. But some neighbors made a human chain and rescued John, the 5-year-old child. Forever after, his grateful mother reminded him as he grew up that he was her little brand plucked from the fire. That made John feel like he had a destiny. And John Wesley became the founder of the Methodists. He became one of the most influential Christians who ever lived. It is also known of John Wesley that he never used as his first words that you are a sinner, but rather that you are a beloved child of God who perhaps has lost your focus. We have a destiny, a purpose that God has given us that only can be achieved when we continue to focus on our freedom we achieve in Him. And lastly, there is a dignity that we are given. I'd like to tell you a story in my own experience this past week that brought it home very powerfully to me. I was reflecting on how we would talk about freedom this weekend, and on my way to church, I had to basically take out a loan at the bank so I could fill up my gas tank. I did my usual trip to BJ's. And as usual, the line was out to Boynton Beach Boulevard trying to get in there in the middle of the day. I finally got up, and there was only one car ahead of me, out of which stepped an old lady with a cane perhaps 70, perhaps 80 years old. I observed as she went with her BJ's card and swiped it and then went over to the keypad, then came back and swiped her card again and back to the keypad she went, and on it went about 10 times. At that point, the cars behind us started to honk in frustration. Now, I can't take credit for my altruism because, after all, I couldn't get my gas until we got her taken care of. So I got out of my car and went over to her and asked if I could help. I swiped the card, waited for the light to go on, and then took her over to the keypad and showed her how to do it. With that, she then tried to take the gas pump and take it to the far side of her car where the gas tank was, and she couldn't do it. She wasn't strong enough with the tension that was on the gas pump. I got out of my car again and did it for her. The gas continued to go into her car, and when it was finished, she went to remove it from her gas cap, but she was not strong enough to do so. I got out of my car again and took it out and put it back for her. Finally, the episode seemed to have been finished. The cars behind us had finally stopped honking. I was about to get into my car again and pull up to fill up my gas tank. When she was coming back from the cashier, she made it a point to get my attention, and she said, "I don't know what I would have done today without you." You see, this is the first time I have ever had to fill up a car with gas. My husband died last week. You talk about feeling like there was a dignity that in some way God was able to restore to her. Rather than honking and deriding, God put me into a position. And do you know, when I drove away from BJ's that day, I felt freer than I have felt in a long time. There are opportunities for us to exercise that freedom and exercise the direction and focus, the destiny and the purpose that we are given, and the dignity that we talk about in respecting it in all people in our baptismal covenant. As we celebrate our freedom in this country this weekend, may we continue to exercise that Christian freedom in sharing it with all the world. Amen.